Where are the best places to be investing in 2024? Whether you're at the beginning of your property journey, looking to enter the market, or a seasoned professional seeking new strategies and insights, this podcast is your one-stop resource for all things property investment. Welcome to the Property Investors Network podcast. Let's embark on this exciting journey together and make your property investment dreams a reality. Hello, my name is Mark Fitzgerald and welcome to the Property Investors Network podcast. Here we are going to help you with your property investing, and let's start that today by looking at where the hotspots are around the UK in 2024 if you are looking at becoming a property investor or you're looking at growing your property portfolio. So most people always think that the best place to invest is London. So even though London led the way with house price reductions this year, ever widening the north-south divide, it remains the most expensive part of the country to live. For example, the average London tenant spends 40.2% of their income on rent, compared to the UK average of 28.4%. However, despite this, renting remains cheaper than monthly mortgage payments in London. And also, of course, as a buy-to-let operator or as a property investor, properties in London and homes are low returns, okay? Some of the highest property prices in the country are, of course, in London. These alone make property investing in London highly unprofitable in a lot of cases. Now, you can still find great deals. You can, of course, still invest in London, but it is becoming harder and harder to get the yields that you want. And of course, demand is reflecting this trend. Rental demand is currently 20% lower in London itself, and it is forecast potentially to grow by 2% this year. But again, it's still a market that isn't going to give you the best returns for your money unless you are savvy and you know what you're doing and you have everything in place. So many people are now moving maybe a little bit further north and getting out of the capital. So let's start running down now my top 10 places to invest in 2024 and why that is. So let's start with the second biggest capital, which is Birmingham. So Birmingham at the moment is a great place to be looking at investing. So Birmingham might not be everybody's cup of tea, but they're spending a lot of money on Birmingham. They're putting a great infrastructure in there. They're building lots of new properties there. But the stats are what I am going off of here. So the average property price in Birmingham is around £250,000, okay? The average monthly rent is £1,230. And the rental growth prediction from 2023 to 2027 is estimated at 19.3%. So as a buy-to-let landlord or as a property investor in and around the Birmingham area, you can be expecting your rental returns to be rising over the next 4 to 5 years, okay? The average rental yield in Birmingham is 6% as well. So the stats show that Birmingham is a great place to be buying property, to be getting involved as a property investor. This is shown by stats that are put out there by Zoopla, as it says the average rents in Birmingham have risen 9.2% over the last year alone. So again, like I say, this is a great, great place to be looking at. Now, don't take my word for any of this. Go and do your own homework. Make sure that you are the property professional of the area that you want to be working in. But tenant demand for young professionals leaving London is great in Birmingham currently. A rising population, which forecasts to hit 1.2 million by 2030, also means that there's going to be plenty of customers there. So this all helps you with people that are looking to rent your properties from you. And of course, if we look at the stats as well, which you can do, if you look at 2011, the average price of a property in Birmingham was £132,000. In 2021, that had risen to 210,000. £1,000, okay? So Birmingham is one of the first ones on our list. The next one is Derby. Now, Derby's a little bit of a dark horse there, but again, the stats are very, very good. The average property price in Derby is about 230k. Okay, the average rental is about £850 per month. So again, you're looking at good yields, a 4.4 yield rating there, and the price growth predicted over the next 4 to 5 years is 20.5% growth, okay, in that area of rental growth as well and demand. So the prediction is very, very good for a place like Derby. The infrastructure is getting better and better all the time. There is a lot of factories in and around the Derby and the Derbyshire area. And this, of course, helps you as well. But if you look at the stats, and we do like to look at the 10-year stats. Now, a lot of people say that property will double every 10 years. I don't always agree with that. I think when property prices were a lot lower, when you bought a house for like 15K, and then in 10 years' time, it was worth 30 to 40K, yes. But of course, that growth has slowed down a bit. The average price in 2011 for a property in Derby was 120K, okay? 10 years on, the average price now is 180K. So you could say, well, that's not a massive amount of growth, but obviously this is just an average. It depends on the property. It depends what you're doing with the property as well, but it is still a nice steady growth and there could be potential for plenty more growth. As the same goes with Birmingham. If you look at the growth in London, it's skyrocketed. It's sort of almost hit a ceiling. Okay, it will still grow over time, but there are bigger fish to fry. There are areas now where you can get into these areas and you can benefit from the growth, the capital growth over the next 10 years, okay? So Derby in itself is a great, great place to be looking at. Again, you need to know the areas because there's a lot of people who are getting out of universities that are within 1 hour of the Derby area that may be going there for work placements and stuff because Derby is actually rated the sixth most productive city in the UK. I'm not a stat man by any means whatsoever, but I do like to know my numbers. The numbers never lie. So I look at these things, I look at the stats, and I like to see what's out there. Now, I've grown a property portfolio and property businesses now to know that I can invest in different areas. There are some areas that I don't want to invest in. There are some areas that I'm very happy to invest in, and that radius is always growing. But the fact of the matter is, you may not be getting the property deals that you want to be doing. You may not be getting the numbers, the yields, the returns. Might not work. The deals might not stack in your area. I speak to a lot of people that say, I just cannot get the deals to stack in my area. Whether they're trying to do HMOs or serviced accommodation, they can't get their numbers to work for them. So then maybe a stone's throw away is one of these areas that I'm talking about now that you could just start looking at for yourself. And maybe you'll be able to get deals that'll start stacking for you. So let's continue. So Leeds is another one where we're looking at good growth potential over the next 4 to 5 years. The average price of a property in Leeds is 250K. So that again, it is very, very affordable for property investors to get into. And the average rental that people are getting as well, average monthly rental is about £1,341. So again, the rental yields is very good, you know, around 6.5%. And the growth in Leeds that they think, you know, rents will go up. They think that the potential growth prediction going all the way up to 2026, 2027 could be around 15.9%. So the growth is there. It is a good place to be getting into, to be getting the properties secured, to be renting those properties out. And of course, we often say here that buy-to-lets are dead. Buy-to-let industry is dead. But I'm hoping with some of these numbers, with some of these facts, you can see that there are areas where buy-to-let will still work, where you can potentially get a property, maybe title split it, make it into individual units. If you can take one property, say a house, make it into three individual flats, your rental yield will go through the roof with that sort of strategy. But of course, you need to know what you're doing. So in 2011, I will hit you with these stats all the time. In 2011, the average price for a property in Leeds was about 140K. And in 2021, where the stats are up to, it's about £211,000 as well. So that is a good increase. And that is something that, you know, I'd be very, very happy to start investing in and hopefully keep seeing those gains. And of course, Leeds, again, is another city that is growing all the time. The population is over 65,000 in there in itself. The population has grown 7 times more than London in the past 20 years. So again, it is another place that is ever growing. And of course, you don't want to go into an area that has already had most of its growth potential there. Think of a crest of a wave. You know, London could be at the top or coming down the other side. That's not a place that you want to be. You want to be taking that wave or catching that wave, as they say, as early as possible. And of course, these are the areas that I'm looking at here that you could potentially really, really benefit from. And just a stone's throw away from Leeds is Manchester. Now, Manchester has had great growth over the last 5-10 years. But right now, the average house price in Manchester is about £250,000. That is based from Zoopla's calculations of the average house price. Now, there will be areas where they're very, very expensive. There will be areas where they're probably cheaper than that. We are going on averages here. Because a lot of people who are based down south think everything's going to be like £750,000, £1 million. Honestly, up in the north, and this isn't just talking about north, we're going to go all over the country here, but the rentals yields, the price of property up in north is very, very good. I actually know people who have moved from the south, who have moved actually from the London area all the way up to Manchester and base themselves there because that's where they're going to build their property portfolio because that's where the numbers work for them. So £250,000 for a property on average. The average rental is £1,500 in Manchester. That's brilliant. Gives you an average rental yield of 7.2%. So that is great. And of course, the growth potential over the next 5 years is looking at about 19.3% if you check back from the history books, which of course is something that we always are looking at myself. So 76% of graduates choose to stay in the city. So when they're going through the universities in Manchester, there is nearly a 50% of students that choose to stay in Manchester, choose to start renting in Manchester as well. An average age of about 33 around there of rental, of people renting properties. And this area actually has the most impressive predicted rental growth from 2023 to 2027, making it one of the best buy-to-let areas in the UK currently. And of course, in 2011, the average price of a property was £123,000. And in 2021, the average price went up to £210,000. So again, that 10-year gap was brilliant. And of course, now we're looking at £250,000 as well. So the next one we're going to be talking about and looking at is Sheffield. Again, the average price there is about £245,000, £250,000. The average rental price is about £1,000. So a good rental yield of 4.5%. And this is based on buy-to-lets. Obviously, if you're going to do HMOs, if you're going to do serviced accommodation in any of these areas, you should be getting a much, much higher percentage. And of course, the growth of Sheffield, they predict over the next few years is 11.7%. So that is a good growth to be having. Of course, it's very much the home of two universities, which is very, very diversified in the student population that it has, but it has about 63,000 students in the area. So of course, student properties are very, very popular there. There is a £480 million investment into the retail and leisure sector so far. So again, it's another area that is investing in itself, which is bringing people here, and rental yields are achieving about 7.6% on average, already higher than last year's 7%. This is making Sheffield one of the best places for buy-to-let properties as well. So in 2011, the average price of a buy-to-let property was about £126,000. In 2021, which is the 10-year gap that I'm just basing all of this on because it was the easiest stats I could find, is £186,000. So that is great. Now, moving on to Liverpool. Now, Liverpool has had massive growth over the last 5 years. It really, really has. Of course, a lot of money's gone into the football clubs, and you've got to look at that sort of thing, the infrastructure. Who's investing in the area? If football clubs are being bought out by billionaires and everything, there's a lot of money then that gets put into the cities as well. There's a lot more people wanting to go to those cities and things. So looking at Liverpool here, the average price there is about £190,000, but the average rents, again, are about £900 to £1,000 on average. So that gives you a rental yield of 5.8%. And that is still predicted to grow as well by 11.9% over the next 5 years. But of course, Liverpool, again, is an architect's dream. It is a beautiful city to be there. It is a global hotspot for business startups as well. And this goes alongside with Birmingham and Manchester. So they're all sort of the same pedigree. It's an incredible student destination as well, with over 70,000 students in the city alone. And of course, large scale regeneration is going on in the area of up to 5 billion. So they are really putting money in there, and forecast rental growth returns of 15.9% over the next 4 years. It's world-renowned cultural hotspot. So Liverpool is a great one. In 2011, the average price was £107,000. In 2021, the average price is £165,000. And of course, it's now £190,000 currently. So it is ever growing, ever rising, and another place to be looking at. I'll start zipping through these a bit quicker. Newcastle is another one now that's there. The average price of a property in Newcastle is about £220,000, but the average rent is about £1,200, giving you a rental yield of 6.5%, and predicted growth over the next 5 years is 13.5% as well. It has a student population of about 50,000, and it is the leading cultural scene for the wider northeast as well. So Newcastle again has had a lot of money put into its football team, of course being bought out and stuff, and there should be potential for some massive, massive growth there. The average price in 2011 was £137,000. The average price in 2021 is £180,000. And of course, as I say now, we're at £220,000 for the average price as well, but there are some super, super deals that you can be getting in and around Newcastle. As we say with anything, you just need to know your area, you need to know where you're investing. You can go to any area and find some bargains, but are they areas that you want to be purchasing a property in? Maybe, maybe not. Okay, so shifting along, Leicester actually comes up on this list as well. Now, Leicester, of course, a bit more down south than the ones that we've been talking about, has an average price of property is about £260,000. But again, the rents that you can achieve there are about £1,200, gives you a rental yield of 5.6%. And this is predicted to have massive, massive growth in and around the Leicester area over the next 5 years of about 17.5%. The home of major UK headquarters of brands like Walkers and then Next. So it keeps the interface flowing. It keeps the money coming into the area and keeps people wanting to rent and work there as well. In 2011, the average price of a property was £120,000. In 2021, it is now £204,000. So there's massive growth there, and it continues to grow year on year, which is always good to see. So what else do we have for you? Well, we've got Nottingham. Now, Nottingham, of course, isn't a million miles away from Leicester, and of course is seeing the growth itself. The average house price there now is, again, very similar to Leicester at £260,000 and about £1,200 for the rental that you can get for those properties as well, giving you another 5.6% rental yield. Again, set for big growth of about 17% over the next 5 years. It has market-leading yields of 8.1% in the city centre, and of course a massive student population, which is very, very buoyant for the two city centre universities. It houses the Queen's Medical Centre, a super hospital that provides 6,000 jobs to the economy. In 2011, the average price of a property in Nottinghamshire was 100 grand. In 2021, that's gone up to £172,000. Okay, so massive growth there, and it continues to grow. Now, this one's not in England. This is Glasgow. So Glasgow at the moment is having a great surge up in the stats. This is the last one of all of these. And the average house price there is about £220,000 now. The average rent is £1,100 from the stats. The average rental yield there is about 6%, and it's showing that it's going to have about a 14.2% growth over the next 5 years. This is one of the UK's biggest student centres, an incredible campus, and a regeneration is planned there as well to continue to keep students coming back. It is the fourth largest economy in the UK that generates over £27 billion a year. In 2011, the average house price there was about £113,000. Sorry, it had a drop actually. This is one of the ones that hasn't sort of done its bit and just gone up. But it went down to about £108,000, which isn't a massive, massive drop, but it was still very, very stagnated till about 2016, where then it started to rise a bit. But right now, so from 2011, it was about 113K. 2021, it's 165K. So it's had quite a steep climb from 2016 onwards. So over the 10 years, you may be looking at that thinking, well, it sat very stagnated for about 5 or 6 years before then it's had a very, very sudden increase. And as I say, around £220,000 for the average property now. So it is a place to be looking at getting into quickly. So realistically, if we were to have a quick rundown of what the top five cities are for property prices, growth over the last 10 years and growth expected over the next 4 to 5 years, it would look like this: Manchester, Birmingham, Leeds, Glasgow, and then Liverpool. Okay, so it's phenomenal to think about that. And I'll just hit you with some more stats because we've been going for stats on this episode. Manchester's growth over the last 10 years has been 53%. And the growth expected over the next 4 to 5 years is 19.3%. Birmingham has had growth of 64% over the last 10 years and is expected to do 19.2% growth over the next 5 years. Leeds has, in the last 10 years, risen by 44% and is expected to still rise by 14.2% over the next 5 years. Glasgow has risen 57%, okay, over the last 10 years and still has an expected growth of rising over the next 5 years with everything that's going on by 14.2%. And Liverpool had a growth of 45% over the last 10 years and is expected to grow by another 11.9%. So I hope that gives you some food for thought over the next 5, 6, 7 years. Obviously, if we're investing, we always want to be investing for the long game. But those growth potentials and just seeing, you know, what those cities are doing really, really does, I hope, inspire and show you what is possible out there. Obviously, Manchester sits at the top when you could say, well, Glasgow had the biggest rise. But we're talking as well about what growth potential we're going to have in the future. We can't affect the past. So if we're going in and buying properties right here and now, that growth's already been there. But the history books are showing us that these areas still have a long way to go. They've still got massive growth potential. And if you thought to yourself, if you invested in the likes of Manchester, you know, Birmingham or anything like that, and you could get 19.3, 19.2% increase on your returns over the next 5 years, that's some good business. As we always say, invest with knowledge, invest with skill. Know exactly what it is that you want to be doing and you want to be investing in. I hope this episode's helped you. And if you need any help with your property investing, then please visit pinfurtherlearning.co.uk for free tools and resources, webinars, everything that we put out there. Obviously, do subscribe to this. Feel free to share it with a friend. Make sure you book onto your local property investor meeting, local PIN meeting. We have over 50 around the country and others around the world where you can go and you can connect with people. I can tell you for a fact that all of the cities that I've spoken about now have a PIN meeting. So make sure that you're booking on there or reaching out and going for your nearest one. Go and meet the property professionals out there, whether you're starting or whether you've already got started. I look forward to you joining me in the next episode very soon. Take care and bye for now. Thank you for tuning in to the Property Investors Network podcast. Remember, investing in property is not just about numbers and profits, but also about building communities and creating a lasting impact. You can do this by checking out our website at pinfurtherlearning.co.uk. And of course, look to book onto your local Property Investors Networking event. We are here to help and support you every step of the way, and I look forward to you joining me very soon. Bye for now.